If you find yourself parenting all over again, meaning you're a grandparent, didn't anticipate doing that, but here you are, and maybe it's a joy, maybe it's difficult for you for lots of reasons, we got some help for you today here at the Intentional Living Center. If you're new to our ministry, we got one specific goal, and that's to help you experience your life, in this case, your parenting again life, the way God intended, for His glory and frankly for your benefit, and maybe you need that today. We got some great stories and questions coming up on the show today. And by the way, our phone line, which we typically hold for you to call and share a question with me, is being held this week for something very special. It's a special fundraiser to help the Intentional Living Ministry be able to continue on. We can only do it with your support. Your dollar a day or more, $30 a month or more, is going to go a long way to impact people. And I have our latest book called Declutter Your Life, a book that I created with my team to help you. It's available as a way of saying thank you when you call 888-888-1717. All right, Rose in New Mexico in the comment line. She has a brand new husband in their 60s, and they need some help.
Dr. Randy, this is Rose from New Mexico. Me and my husband just got married about 8 months ago, and I'm going to be 62. He's going to be 64. Make a long story short, his daughter had drug issues. All her kids ended up foster care. We are in the process of adopting 7 grandchildren, and I've never had children before, and it's been a long time for my husband. And we're also newly married. So I was just wondering if anybody out there would have any helpful hints on adoption issues with kids and all of that.
All right. Well, Rose, let's throw it out. Let's get some help here. If your grandparents have been down this trail, 2.6 million kids being raised by grandparents now, what would you say to Rose? Did you hear? Newlyweds, seniors, married 8 months, daughter on drugs, looking to adopt 7 grandchildren, never had children before. Hello. Some real practical advice. Let's get intentional with Rose here. If you have some help for her, give her a call. Give us a call here and we'll hook you up on the air. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. We open the lines now. Stephen, you ready to go? All right. He's shaking his head. 888-888-1717. Rose, 62. New husband, 64. Adopting 7 grandchildren. If you've been down that trail in some fashion, what would you say? Some practical things for Rose. Let's go. Cindy in Florida. Go ahead.
We are grandparents that have raised a beautiful young lady. We got her when she was about 6 weeks old, and she's just been a tremendous blessing. We've had hardships. The biological mother, which we had adopted also, went back to her biological mother, and our new little girl doesn't want to have anything to do with her, and it's been a difficult situation all the way around, me being torn apart between the two, but the blessings of raising a grandchild, just like raising your children, are beyond anything I can ever imagine, and I would do it all over again. I was raised by grandparents. My mother, unfortunately, had died when I was a little girl, and when this opportunity came to us, we had people tell us that we shouldn't do it, that we were older, and we needed to retire and do things that we had wanted to do all of our lives, but I kept thinking back, what if my grandparents had said the same thing?
Wow.
And I had a very blessed childhood.
Thank you, Cindy. Listen, let me just throw out here. You hear me teach about intention and expectations. And I would say to any grandparent, if you're about to step in and provide that kind of intense, helpful care for your grandchildren, they need it, and God bless you. I mean, the children need to have grandparents stepping in into the gap, and we see millions and millions that of children being cared for by grandparents. But make sure your intention and your expectations are clear. Your intention is good. But if you enter into this without a clear understanding of the expectations of what you're going to be facing, some of the realities legally, relationally, in your marriage, financially, what about your son or daughter? Are they turning over guardianship? Are you going to adopt the grandchildren? Are you there only to help? What legal rights do you have or don't have? Not to mention you might have a son or daughter. You're having to deal with some issues with them, legal issues and otherwise. And so entering into this without some clear expectations, having some clear guidelines, understanding what you're getting into, you can't answer all the questions up front, but certainly having your eyes wide open would seem wise to me. What do you think? Grandparents, lines are busy. We'll get you on here. 888-888-1717. Am I off base? What would you say to Rose? 62 years old, husband 64, married 8 months, daughter on drugs, looking to adopt 7 grandchildren. What have you learned? 888-888-1717. Here's Regina in New Mexico. Go ahead.
I was calling about the intentional living for grandparents. I've been raising my grandson on and off his whole life, steady the last 6 years. He sees his mom once a week. Mom and dad both have different kids and have separated. The way I see it, he didn't ask to be born. Somebody's got to take care of him.
God bless you. Hey, grandparents. We call it overtime parenting, but this is way overtime. This is like double overtime parenting, isn't it? 888-888-1717 is the number. We'll get to the calls here. Your call as you help Rose and others in just a minute. And so I was thinking about what is spiritual freedom, and this is the definition that I wrote down. I think it really reflects what we believe here at the Intentional Living Center. Spiritual freedom is a deep and personal confidence from knowing your purpose, living your purpose, and glorifying the one that gave you a purpose. In other words, it begins with a personal, dynamic, growing relationship with Jesus Christ, who is the giver of purpose in our lives. That's an excerpt from this month's member lesson. It's up on our website in our member exclusive area. And the topic is the freedom process from your faith and for your faith. You know, you and I, we want to experience freedom. Freedom, we don't want bondage in our marriage, in our family, in our emotions, in our daily life. And there is freedom when we choose to follow Christ. You know, there's 3 ways we can live: intentionally, unintentionally, or good intentioned. And when we live an intentional life, things radically change. I've seen it in my own life and the lives of others. And this lesson is our encouragement to you. It's the featured lesson this month for members. And if you're not, please come and join us. We have a special week going on this week where we're asking people to come and be a part of the Ministry of Intentional Living. We're 100% listener supported. And I've drawn from our resource center one of our latest books called Declutter Your Life. It's a book that'll help you find freedom in your life. It's a book that gives you a specific strategy, 4 steps for dealing with any kind of clutter, emotional, mental, relational, and financial clutter in your life. And it's our gift to you. When you call and say, I want to be a part of the ministry, join us. If you can do that for $1 a day, $30 a month, or a single gift, or whatever God lays on your heart, come and be a part of Intentional Living. Call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717 right now. I'm inviting you and 3 others who will come right now and be a part of Intentional Living, or you can go online safe and securely to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, in your support for the ministry. And I want to say thank you for doing that. You're making a huge difference.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Okay, back to the task at hand here. Rose, 62 years old, 64-year-old husband, 8 months married, a daughter on drugs, can't take care of the kids. They're looking to adopt 7 grandchildren. And you all want to weigh in. Appreciate it. Let's go. Jessica, you're first in Michigan. What would you say to Rose today?
Yes, so my husband and I are actually getting ready to adopt 2 children out of foster care. And we have 2 of our own already. We're obviously much younger than Rose and her husband. But the biggest thing that I would encourage her to do is to not stop dating her husband. Mm-hmm. I think that whether you're going through adoption or how you're having children, so many couples forget to continue to date and love their spouse. And if they just focus on continuing to show that attention to each other and taking time out for each other, the children will do great. And they'll see that loving relationship. It'll be a great example for them going forward.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. No matter if you're 62 or 32, keeping that focus, making that marriage a very key part of your life. And I'll tell you why, because that's the greatest gift you can give to those kids.
They see mom
and dad really loving each other and giving a model of how families are to work, and the kids should come into a close second, not first, in that regard.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. And I tell my children that. I actually tell them that I love their father more than them, but that we together, though, we love them enough that they're not going to fall. They're going to be just right there.
Fantastic. So. Well, God bless you. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate it.
Glad
you're listening in Michigan. Let's go to Valerie, also in Michigan. Valerie, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Sounds like you relate a little bit.
I do. I have a grandson, and he will be 21 in July of this year. And I got him when he was just probably maybe 2 years old.
Mm.
And I am single, and I really, really struggled at first when I had him, was working, did not know what to do, but the church community, staying involved with the church community, being around the people of God, gave me strength. And they helped me. The men of God fathered my son, and they are yet fathering him.
Mm. Now, you didn't expect this to happen. Did this come out of the blue?
My daughter was on drugs.
Mm.
She was on drugs, and she ended up being incarcerated for, 7 years? Just got out probably about a year or so ago. And so my grandson is still with me. They're getting their bond back together. God is putting all things together. But my biggest thing to tell her would be is to get involved with a church who loves God.
Yeah.
Because if they love God, they're going to love the children.
Mm. Did you have to put together some legal things?
I did. I did. You know, by me being a grandparent, I went through the Department of Aging. They have a grandparent program.
Mm. Is that a state program or a federal program?
You know what? I think it's probably a federal program. But okay. If they could call, like, if they have a Department of Aging in their community.
And so you worked out, they helped you and putting some of the legal pieces together to make sure things were done right.
Yes, sir, they did. They walked me through it. They went down to the courthouse with me. They stuck with me right up until I got the paperwork for my grandson.
Mm. And how old is he now?
Joshua is, he'll be 21 in July.
Wow. So you've had him for a long time.
For a very long time. And let me tell you something. It's hard because I was single. When you go to work, and then you have you have the children, and she's going to have a handful of kids.
She's got a whole basketball team plus some on the bench.
Yes. And my grandson, he was in different sports.
Yeah.
So I had to try to be there to cheer him on. But even the church would go to his activities to cheer him on, whether they were in town or out of town.
Wow, now that's a real church. I mean, you got a real church body, a real real fellowship.
Amen.
That's fantastic.
Amen. So
amen to you, too.
The biggest thing to her is to get involved in a church that loves the Lord, because if they love the Lord, they'll love all of the children, and the women and the men will come along aside of her to help her with the young people.
That makes a difference. Valerie, thanks for your call. There's a grandma. I mean, started at two with the child was two, right? 21? You're talking about, 18, 19 years here? I would step in the gap, and she did it right. Think about trade-offs. You know, I'm trading off my retirement. I'd planned all these things. I was going to do all these things, and now I'm facing this challenge. Didn't expect it. And that's why expectations have to be very clear. What a gift. God bless every grandparent today who is standing in the gap for a grandson or daughter or more in some fashion. God love you. We started with Rose, 62 years old, 64-year-old husband, married 8 months, daughter on drugs, adopting 7 grandchildren. What have you learned if you've been down this trail? These are kind of calls we get. You know, when I go to the line and we get your voicemail and we listen to what you're all saying, this type of thing comes up a lot. You talk about intentional living. This is a time to be intentional, right? 888-888-1717. Come join us. Jen did in Arizona. Jen, welcome to Intentional Living today. Go right ahead.
Hi, thanks. I'm not a grandparent, but my husband and I did adopt 4 kids from foster care, and we started just after we had been married a year. And so just like Jessica had said, you know, really protect that time for each other on a regular basis to have dates and time alone, even if it's just a walk around the park or the block.
Yeah.
Because it's so important. And then if they haven't, getting licensed as a kinship placement will help, because there's people around that can help get services in place for kids that have been through, you know, loss and any kind of trauma.
Yeah. So you're fine. As you reach out, you get services and make sure you're doing it correctly and you get the paperwork. Yep. Now, let me ask you this. How many did you adopt? How many children?
4.
4? Okay. What surprised you later? And what didn't surprise you later?
I think that our kids were relatively young when they came into our home. Our oldest 2 were 4 and 5 when we adopted them. And I think part of the process is that surprised me is how much they remember from when they were younger. Mm. And then that their love for their birth parent never changes. And so that was my other piece of advice, too, is always speak in high esteem of their birth parent. They make mistakes, but we all do. And every child wants to know that their biological parent loves them, even if they made choices that caused them to not be able to raise their kids. And so when you can create a space where you're speaking highly, as highly as you can of that parent and loving that parent well, through prayer or whatever, whatever door God opens for them to be able to do that, it creates a safe place for the kids to process their emotions and their loss and whatever comes up for them. And I think those are the things that come up. And it doesn't just come up once and it's done. It comes up in layers as they're, you know, they're going to process it as a 5-year-old. They're going to process it, you know, when they're 9 or 10. They're going to process it when they have a boyfriend. They're going to process it on their wedding day. And so just knowing that this is a lifelong journey that you're committing to and being willing to walk with them and remind them of how loved they are.
That's good.
And that it's okay to love their birth parent where
That's
they
good.
Are, too.
That's good.
I think is a really important thing.
Great wisdom. Jen, thank you for your call.
All right. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
Thank you. We got such smart listeners, and our lines are jammed. This is certainly an opportunity that many of our intentional living listeners, people attracted to intentional living, I think, are the type of people who want to live their lives with meaning, purpose, direction, and many of you are doing this. You're helping Rose, I'm sure, and others. 888-888-1717, back with more calls in a minute.
Take a look at your dining room table. Is it a place for you to share family meals? Or maybe just collect mail and old receipts. How about that chair in the bedroom? Do you sit in it and read? Or is it really just another spot to pile up clothes? If that's the state of the rooms in our house, what about the rooms in our hearts, which are often just as cluttered with emotional trauma and baggage?
It may be time to declutter your life. During the Intentional Living Spring Support Drive, with your monthly gift of any size or all at once at $30 or more, you'll take home a copy of Dr. Randy's book, Declutter Your Life. In the book, you'll learn how clutter can keep you from the life Christ has given you and encourage you to intentionally seek God. Give right now by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thanks, Kurt. Appreciate it. You know, a reminder, that book, Declutter Your Life, you know, when we titled that, my concern was that you don't only think of the clutter on your desk like I have, or in your closet or your garage. Many of us struggle with that. And that needs to be dealt with. But that's sort of secondary to what I'm really focused on in this book. I'm focused on the kind of clutter that can bring us down. And I know that can bring us down, too, but our emotional clutter, often, by the way, the source of other kinds of clutter, spiritual clutter, financial clutter, relational clutter. You got to clear the path. Life is short, and we drag a lot of stuff along that God never intended for us. You know, like Paul said, forgetting what's behind, I press toward the goal. He cleared the path and got rid of a lot of clutter in his life. This book is very helpful to a lot of people, and it's our member gift for those of you joining us today to be a part of Intentional Living during this special fundraising week. And our operators are standing by. I'm going to challenge you and three others. I did that a few minutes ago. You and three others now to come and call or go online and join us with that gift, the best gift that God lays on your heart. I give you a challenge, $1 a day, 4 quarters a day, $30 a month would be a good target. But we just want you to be a part, whatever God just really prompts you to do. Call 888-888-1717. Operators are standing by right now. Or go to theintentionallife.com. And when you do, I want to say in advance, thank you. And we'll get this book out to you and say thank you for your support. You're making a difference. When do you use the two sides of parenting? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. There are two sides of parenting, what I call the hard side and the soft side, and intentional parents know about both and know when to use each. The hard side of parenting is when your child is irresponsible. Maybe they've been lying to you or not following through with their responsibilities or shirking taking on the opportunity to help out in the family. When you have a child that's frankly just being lazy, you need to use the hard side, which means you're going to hold them accountable. There's going to be consequences for that kind of behavior. The softer side of parenting, when you sit down with your child and really connect with them around their heart, is when they're hurting and confused. There's a balance in this process of parenting. I think of King David in 1 Kings chapter 1, where it said he never rebuked his son, and his son grew up to rebel. So be intentional with your kids.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
If you just joined us, it started with Rose, 62 years old, 64-year-old husband, 8 months married, daughter on drugs, adopting 7 grandchildren. Saying help. What would you say? And Diane wants to weigh in from Arizona. Go ahead, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, I am 60 years old myself. I've raised 3 sons. They are 42, 43, and 23. And Saturday, my 14-year-old granddaughter will be moving in.
Mm.
She's a cutter, I guess. She's had some suicidal problems, bullying from the kids at school. But thank God, for the past 4 years, I've been involved with a church that does celebrate recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm learning how to actually listen, how to deal with the things I got to deal with better, with a little finesse. But I've been praying to God hard on this with my granddaughter. And apparently he feels that it's time for her to come because they say that's all she's got. And I said, no, she's got God, you know, but I don't want to do the wrong thing, but I don't want to walk on eggshells either. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I think today, Diane, as we've had callers, they've said some really wise things. Making sure your expectations are clear. And as you open your home to say, I'm going to help this granddaughter, understand times are different. 14-year-olds today are facing some challenges that 14-year-olds didn't face when we were parents, you know. And so getting support for yourself. Don't try to do this alone. Earlier we said get involved in the church, and that's very important. You need to be plugged into a church, but you also need to get some outside help, professional help, getting some legal help, making sure that you're finding out what are some of the realities. Because your church family can pray for you and they can encourage you, and there may be some in the church who've been through this, can give you practical help, but many of them have never experienced this. So not everybody in our Christian community, everyone in the church, can fully understand or appreciate some of the nuances and special things that you're going to be facing, where there are people and support groups and professional help that would be available. So I would encourage you, if this is a long-term situation, especially with some of the needs that sounds like she has, that you're getting counseling. I'd encourage her, both of you, and certainly her, to get into some counseling, that she can get some support. Sounds like she has some issues that are going to need some ongoing monitoring and support. So I'd encourage you to do those things. Diane, thank you for your call. I'm glad you called. I do know this. There'll be a lot of people praying for you around the country today, okay?
Well, thank you, and God bless all of you. And I'll keep in touch and let you know how she is.
All right. That's why we're here. We are family. We are family. You know, our overall organization, our ministries, Family Life Communications, we were talking about the other day, we're family. That's really what we are. We're in this together. We live in a world that is so separated, breaking into so many different kinds of groups. People feel very much alone, but we are a community, and Intentional Living is a community of believers. We're different races, different backgrounds, different ages, different training, different education. But what I think draws us together is our love for Christ and our desire to have a life of meaning and purpose. That's really why we do this. And it's not about perfection. That's the last thing I want anyone listening to Intentional Living think. Because you step in and help your grandkids, you're not going to do this perfectly. And so there's not some quick fix in life. But I do know this, people who live with an intentional thought saying, I'm going to do the next right one thing. I'm not in this alone. I'm going to get help. I'm going to pray. When I fall down, I'm going to get back up. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to stay focused. That's what intentional living is. If you've listened at all, you know it's declaring your intention. If you're a grandparent ready to step in and you've made the decision you're going to do this, then make a declaration, I'm going to do this right. I'm not going to do it perfectly, but I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it intentionally. And then the second step is starting to develop the kind of habits in your life, which the habit may be how you communicate with your grandson or daughter, how you use your money, or what's going to be appropriate in your home for entertainment. In other words, starting to develop early on the kind of habits that are going to help your grandson or granddaughter become a responsible adult. And the third step in intentional living is decluttering your life. If you're going to bring your grandkids into your home, some other stuff has got to go, including all the stuff in the extra room they're going to be living in, right? But some of the other things that you did, some of the things you enjoyed doing, frankly, some of the things have to be set aside so you can be intentional in doing this. And then hanging on to those things that are going to build your life, like we heard, staying focused in your marriage, making sure your marriage is strong. But some other things may have to go. And that's a reality. There's only so many hours in a day. That's part of being intentional. Just turned on the radio, said, wow, what are you guys talking about? If you missed any part of today's program, or if you want to hear it again on demand, just come on over to our website. Go to theintentionallife.com to hear today's program. Or any of our archive programs are available for you there. Go to theintentionallife.com. So for our entire Intentional Living family, God bless you. We'll see you next time. We're here for you. We love you. This is Intentional Living.